I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. In an exchange with TMZ Sports, Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski says that if he had to decide now, he would retire rather than play next season. The 32-year-old will be a free agent in March after playing on two straight one-year contracts in Tampa. The Minnesota Vikings will be hiring Cleveland Browns Vice President of Football Operations, Kwezi Adofu-Mensah, as their new general manager, replacing Rick Spielman, who was fired at the end of the regular season. The 40-year-old spent 7 years in the 49ers front office before being in Cleveland the past two seasons. After 10 years, three-time Pro Bowl guard Brandon Brooks of the Philadelphia Eagles has announced his retirement. The 32-year-old spent the last 6 years in Philly after playing four seasons with the Houston Texans. Brooks had dealt with injuries the past few years, including missing all of 2020 due to a torn Achilles, as well as suffering a season-ending pectoral injury this year in Week 2. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule, including four that feature both teams with 500 or better records, as the Cleveland Cavaliers are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks, the Denver Nuggets are at the Brooklyn Nets, the Chicago Bulls are home for the Toronto Raptors, while the Utah Jazz welcome in the Phoenix Suns. Oklahoma State is hiring former Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason as their new defensive coordinator. Mason spent last season as the DC at Auburn before moving on to OK State. The 52-year-old replaces Jim Knowles, who left to take over as defensive coordinator at Ohio State. Three top 20 teams in action in men's college basketball, as number 17 Providence is at 21st-ranked Xavier, 18th-ranked Tennessee is home for Florida, while 19th-ranked LSU welcomes in Texas A&M. Three top 10 teams taking the court in women's college hoops, as 8th-ranked Arizona visits UCLA, 9th-ranked Texas hosts Kansas State, while number 10 UConn is at DePaul. 2-seed Daniil Medvedev comes back from a two-set deficit to knock off 9-seed Felix Auger-Aliassime in 5 sets at the Australian Open to advance to the semifinals. Meanwhile, 4-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas has no trouble advancing to the semis over 11-seed Jannik Sinner in straight sets. Looking at the women's draw, top-seeded Ashley Barty faces American Madison Keys, while 7-seed Iga Swiatek takes on 27-seeded American Danielle Collins in semifinal matches later tonight. After a meeting of all 20 Premier League clubs, the league says that a club can apply to postpone a fixture if a minimum of 4 players in their squad have tested positive for COVID. The change will take effect starting on February 5th when Burnley faces Watford. So far this season, 22 matches have been postponed. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.